Commission on Taxation and Welfare. Its report was published yesterday. It's 155 pages. It has a lot contained in it and a lot of recommendations for different taxes over the next 10 to 15 to 20 years that it says will be needed if we are to maintain our tax base and pay for services and pay for our older population and keep the show on the road in this country, keep the trains running on time, keep the lights on and all of those sort of things. One of the things recommended which caught our attention was 642 in the 155 pages, section 642, accommodation tax. Accommodation or city taxes, also referred to as tourist taxes by transient visitor taxes or transient visitor taxes, are largely focused on tourism or accommodation providers that are typically levied on short-term stays in paid accommodation. Across Europe, including, for instance, Paris, Berlin and Vienna, such taxes are applied to hotel accommodation in addition to VAT. Such taxes have been introduced across the globe in response to tourism consumption and the pressures in places on the provision of public goods and services. Consumers are generally responsible for paying such taxes, while the accommodation facility is responsible for collecting them. Tourists and other visitors get a short-term benefit from public goods and services such as water and sewerage systems, utilities, waste facilities, park, security and public safety services without having contributed to their funding. The rationale behind accommodation tax is to ensure that those guests contribute to the ongoing cost of providing these goods and services. The Commission recommends the introduction of an accommodation tax. The intention to introduce this tax should be signalled early and a process of engagement with relevant stakeholders should be undertaken prior to the implementation of the tax. Now, if you put that together with one of the headlines in the Irish Examiner this morning, and this headline is that the 9% VAT rate tax or 9% tourist tax, VAT rate special tax for tourist providers faces a hike in the budget. I wouldn't give out to you for having your heads in your hands if you were in the tourism industry. With me in the line to talk about this morning, we've got Fianna Fáil Councillor Niall Kelleher, President of the Killarney Chamber of Tourism and Commerce. Niall, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry, and good morning to your listeners.
Now, would you be alongside the other politicians, Niall, who are giving this taxation commission a cool reception, particularly when it comes to something like an accommodation tax?
Yeah, look, Jerry, there's several things that have been mooted. And look, I appreciate that one of the remits of the Commission was effectively to look at how you can broaden the tax base and not be dependent on any particular one tax. I suppose one of the big issues, if we look back at it, and which is reported several years ago, we were looking at having like 4 billion coming in from corporation tax, and we're now up as far as 20 billion. But we're talking about no more than 10 companies that are providing the massive increase in relation to that. To answer your question, Jerry, I'd be very much against the position of a tourist tax that has been described here by the Commission. And I think it just goes very simply to the fact, and the piece which outlines the proposal in relation to the use of public goods and services, in fact, I believe has already been paid and collected. It's just been collected in a different way. They outline and say that people that live in Ireland effectively pay for some of these things, but the tourists that come use them and don't pay for them. However, when a tourist will go into our hotels and they go for a shower or they use the toilet, they're using the water. That water is paid for by the hotel and paid for at a more substantial price now than what it was a number of years ago because the increase in charges created by Irish Water. So water, sewage, utilities and waste facilities are all items that they say that are used to the benefit of a tourist. Quite simply, Jerry, they're all charged and paid for by the hotel and accommodation provider and at a fairly substantial rate. So if this was to happen, you would have to say, well, it can't be double charged. And that's effectively what has been promoted here by the Commission. Now, it is fair to say that it happens in other European countries, but the provision in relation to public waste facilities, public removal of bins and so on, is done a lot differently than it is in this country, in Ireland.
Okay, the issue of it though as being needed to pay for those services, you're disagreeing with that. You're saying, look, they already pay. The Commission, I'd imagine, would have taken that into account in terms of what the tourists pay when they were recommending this. Or would you feel, and this comes to our debate and the ongoing debate about the 9% VAT rate, that many of the proponents of that VAT rate are saying, look across Europe, look at the level of VAT that they pay, it's much lower in terms of accommodation, that this 9% rate brings us into line with the rest of Europe. So they may have tourist taxes, but they have a lower VAT rate.
Most certainly, Jerry, absolutely. And look, I appreciate this. There's a lot of recommendations in this commission, and some of them that have quite simply has been said are not going to be possible to be implemented politically and otherwise. There's a number of them, and I haven't studied, it's a 146 page report, I haven't studied in all detail, but looking from the media reports, the one, you know, and we've dealt with in regards to inheritance taxes and so on, I just think that it's looking at a very restrictive policy in relation to those sort of taxes going forward, and they're just not going to happen as far as I'm concerned, anyway, from the reports we're hearing.
Okay, what's your response then to the idea and the issue here is that this has to happen in some shape or form. That this, first of all, the part of the reason why it's getting such criticism, it's raising such eyebrows, is people might have an idea that this is all going to be implemented in the budget this year or next year. That's not the case. This is a medium to long-term view, as asked for by the Minister for Finance, an independent group set up to look at where we need to go and where they suggest we need to go. So this won't be done this year or next year. Secondly, they're arguing that they've looked at the long-term cost base and tax base that we have. One of the incidents they raise is that we get 5 billion euro from carbon taxes and fossil fuels, that over the next 5 to 15 years, we're going to see a complete disappearing of that from our annual collections because we'll be decarbonising. How do we replace that 5 billion euro? Those are sort of the problems and issues that they're trying to answer.
Yes, Jerry, and I appreciate that, but look, when you're looking at implementing a tax like this tourist tax that has been proposed for the provision and payment of public services, they're already paid for. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate what you're saying here in regards to, well, we have a carbon tax, but that carbon tax that's been collected, Jerry, is being ring-fenced and majority of it's been put back into incentives, which are going to reduce the carbon usage, which will obviously be of a benefit to the taxpayer because when you're spending that money, it goes back. And that, over a number of years, while it will reduce the ring fence and the element of people drawing down on it on the grants, will also reduce. So, you know, it's not fair to say we need this pot is going to go down, but and we need to replace it somewhere else. And I appreciate we have to look at the tax base because we do not want a situation where we're reliant and dependent on any one particular, because will have to be spread elsewhere. So look, there's a lot of detail in the report, Jerry, which I think it's best that people take the time to understand it and look at it in its wider context.
Yeah. But it is, and the fact that it's long term, Niall.
Yeah, look, it's very fair to say it's been published now that none of what's in this, unless the minister, the two ministers responsible have been looking at it already, will be implemented in the budget that we're facing in the next while.
Yeah, but what do you say to the longer-term issue here? That look, whatever you talk about, whatever tax situation you talk about, whether it's the corporation tax that is unsustainable because, as you mentioned yourself, a small number of companies who could leave at any time are paying the majority of that, other issues about how we collect tax in the future, none of it's going to be comfortable. None of it's going to be politically popular. We're going to have to find the tax from somewhere. And this was an independent report. And yet it's being attacked left, right and centre when this was asked for by the Minister for Finance.
Yeah, look, Jerry, they've been asked to give their recommendations. There's a wide number of recommendations that are in it. And I have no doubt that there are some that will be constructive in relation to broadening our tax base. Some of them I do not believe are constructive or will be possible to implement. Therefore, that is why you have people who have come out and said, I would not be supportive of this particular taxation measure, and that is fair enough. That we live in a fairly clear and transparent economy in that regard. What has to be done is that they do need to be looked at in a broader level. And look, taxes are a certainty in life. There's no getting away from taxes, and taxes run our economy and run our country. But let's look at it, and let's look at it as the broad view. And what I'm saying to you here in relation to an implementation of a tourist tax, if this was to happen, then you can charge for it twice. So the discussion will have to be had.
Will have to be had around that matter. Finally, Niall, look, the stories this morning in the Irish Examiner, Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue now adamant that the 9% VAT rate will be gone, will be reversed, and examining everything up to a full return to the 13.5% rate. What's your response to that?
Jerry, we're facing into all of the effectively ingredients of a recession in this country, and the hospitality industry is effectively one that is, when it's at its best, it's probably utilising disposable income or income that's available in households. We're not just talking here when we're about a hotel room, and you know, to deal with the cafes and all of the other elements of the tourism industry, it'll be important for sustainability for it to be extended, in my opinion, and in many of the industries.
Apparently, and I know your parliamentary party meeting, the Fianna Fáil members were deeply against, or they were railing against this last night, that there would be any change to the 9% VAT rate, but Pascal Donoghue was a different view. He told hospitality representatives in a meeting a couple of weeks ago the government had provided strong supports for hotels in recent years, said he was extremely disappointed that value for money for those looking to holiday in Ireland had become so serious an issue so quickly after restrictions were lifted. And there's a feeling that some, not all, some hoteliers messed it up for the rest of the industry by price gouging.
Without a doubt, Jerry, and you can point a lot of this back to the capital city. I know a friend of mine that was looking to go up to Garrett Brooks, and they just were lucky to get tickets, and it just wasn't viable because you were looking at massive money, nearly €400 for a hotel room for the one night. So, you know, it is fair to say that the VAT rate and the government have supported the industry. But we are looking down the barrel of a very volatile time. And I do think that changing that tax now, especially the energy crisis, because this will hit the hospitality industry, that we should maintain it. And in the event that the minister is looking at it to be increased, I would propose and encourage the minister not to increase it all in one foul swoop in this particular budget.
Okay, all right, Niall, we'll leave it there. That's Councillor Niall Kelleher there of Fianna Fáil, who is the president of the Clarny Chamber of Tourism and Commerce.